The Bitter Southerner recently published its first hardcover book. It is a photo book called A Community in Black and White, a most unusual photo album of one Southern community. And that community is Hickman County, Tennessee. The photographer who captured the small rural community over several decades in the mid-20th century is a man named Joe Hardy Shipp. His grandson, Joseph Shipp, collaborated with the Bitter Southerner to turn thousands of his photos into this book, and he joins me now on the line from Nashville, Tennessee. Joseph, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Joseph, this book began as a personal project for you, archiving your grandfather's work, and you dedicated it to the people of the South, the people of Tennessee, the individuals and families of Hickman County. Can you tell me about the Hickman County that your grandfather knew?
Hickman County is a fairly unique place, I think, even within the South. It is located about 50 miles southwest of Nashville. Because of its landscape and its locale, it's fairly isolated from the rest of the kind of surrounding area. It's very poor, 100% rural, even to this day. You know, there's a strong sense of family, strong religion, a very close connection to the land, the deer hunting culture. The people are very proud of Hickman County and still are.
Well, your father and your grandfather also documented their history in this small town. And it's also the history of those two men, your grandfather and father, who spent their lives documenting Hickman County and the people who live there. So first, tell me about your grandfather. His name is Joe Hardy Shipp. How did he become a photographer?
Joe, he was an only child. He grew up in Nunley, Tennessee, which is just outside of Centerville, which is the seat of Hickman County. He was the only child, grew up a farmer. His parents had enough money to send him to Columbia Military Academy, which is in Columbia, Tennessee, the next county over in Murray County. He got introduced to photography there. That was in the 20s. He had an interest in photography. I have some early photographs of his from the 30s, of him and his friends, you know, hanging out, going swimming. And those are kind of interesting, but there was nothing really, there was no aspiration there to do this as a form of income. It wasn't until 1964, I believe, which is where I have a lot of the earliest images of him getting hired to do photography for other people.
So he was doing what, like the school photographs, weddings, funerals, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all that stuff. You know, the small town studio photographer, they're kind of the unofficial community historians.
Yeah.
Kind of the keepers of its collective visual memory. You know, it was a service. Almost anyone can do it. They saw exactly what others saw, but they had the camera in the hand. I think a lot of people in the community and not just the Hickman County community, but in general all over see the kind of studio photographer in that sense. They were in a unique position. They were almost the ultimate insider. They were privy to all these families' rites of passages, you know, births and graduations and weddings and reunions and even funerals. It was a common practice back then to get funeral photography made.
Yeah. And your father, Ronnie, he picked up the trade. What was it like growing up around that business? Did you have a sense at the time of what his work meant for the community?
I like to tell people sometimes that I grew up in a dark room, which is not too far from the truth. You know, the studio was open six out of 7 days a week. I was there for all of those 6 days. It was literally my second home. I had a nap room and a playroom, and customers come in, they knew exactly who I was. And even outside of the studio, we'd run into people at restaurants and the grocery store. They knew exactly who we were. I was very aware that he was at least he was known. I think it took me really this project to really fully appreciate sort of what that his contribution was, I think, to the community.
And you went off to college, you studied graphic design, got a great job in San Francisco and California, pretty far from Tennessee, and ended up discovering that your grandfather took thousands of photos of Hickman County. Tell us a little bit about these photos.
You know, I got the idea. I was sitting in my office one day where I was working in San Francisco, and one day someone delivered a package to me. I opened it up, and it was a book on this photographer whose name is Mike Disfarmer. He's a kind of a legendary figure in the photography world. He was, again, another small-town photographer in Arkansas, and I was thumbing through this book, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks that this is what I have to do. I have to do this for my own photographers in my own life, my dad and my granddad. And I got really excited about it, and I called Mom after work, and I was like, Mom, you know, do we have any of these photographs? Because my father passed away in 2003. I was 20 years old, and my mom and I made the decision then to close down the studio. And it took us about 6 months to close everything down. It was kind of a blurry time in my life, and you know, I don't remember exactly what happened to those photographs. I knew we had them at some point. So I called her up and asked her. She was like, yeah, well, we have all of your granddad's stuff. And I was like, everything? She was like, yeah, everything. And I was like, how many photographs are you talking about? She's like, well, they're all negatives. And there's about 7 large plastic bins full of them. And they're all organized by year. And I think the next thing I did was book a flight back to Nashville and go home.
What was it like to go through those?
It sounds weird that I didn't know that this existed. I didn't know that these existed, but first of all, I mean, I never really was that interested in the photography stuff. I think it took me living in San Francisco for so long, away from home, to get perspective on all this stuff. Mm. And so I was looking at it with new eyes and a new just respect for everything. So I go home and I go into this room, and I was just kind of overwhelmed by how many photographs were, you know, there's like just a wall of boxes of photographs. The first one that I pulled, there was a little envelope that said Fox Pups. I think it was around the mid-60s, maybe 64. And I pulled out the negative, and there was a photograph of a fox and like probably 5 or 6 little fox puppies. It looked like it was like in a chicken coop or something. And it was so just quaint and raw and amazing. I got so excited, and I was like, Mom, you know, I gave her some money, and she shipped them all back to California when I went home, and I started the project.
Wow, what an endeavor. Joseph Shipp is my guest. He and the Bitter Southerner have just published a photography book. It's called A Community in Black and White, a most unusual photo album of one Southern community. And those photos taken by Joseph's grandfather and father. Well, that title, The Community in Black and White, most unusual. There are a couple of references that make these photos stand out. They are unusual in that they capture a community in black and white, literally photographs. But your grandfather picked up his camera in 1948, so Jim Crow, time when white businesses only served white clients. But there are these photos of many black families. Were there other collections like this?
I didn't really understand how unique it was until I started talking to Chuck Reese at The Bitter Southerner. But I think it says a lot about Hickman County and the community of Hickman County and the uniqueness of that. The distribution of race was a little different. There was always about 10% black in Hickman County. And again, everyone was kind of in the same economic boat, pretty poor. There's almost more tolerance, I think, sometimes in a small town because you know everyone. Everyone was sort of in this together. Everyone knew each other, even though within the sort of the social structures of the time, which were inherently unfair. But, you know, that was just kind of the reality. And I'm not really sure how some of the other community members saw what Joe was doing, but I do know how my own father saw it, which was passed on through Joe.
How did your father see it?
They were just people, just like everyone else. For him, it was all about the love of the community. He loved his craft, and he studied it. But for him, it was always about just connecting with the people. He wanted to make them look and feel as good as possible. There was no discrimination in that. I mean, it didn't matter if you didn't have any money, if you had too much money, or you were white or black. It didn't matter. That's just the way they were.
I think a lot of photographers, even though they're witness to so much, get a lot out of hiding behind that camera, right? You know, that there's a sort of shield between them and the rest of the world. And I want to talk about some of the stuff that came out of that. There are a couple of photos in the book They're not portrait photos. You know, they're not that sort of marbled scene that we're used to seeing pictures in. But there's one of a family, a mother and a father and a baby. I don't know what gender it is, but they're holding a chicken. And they're in their house, you know, and it's by no means there's peeling wallpaper. There's, you know, dirt on the floor and little bits of straw. There's stuff piled up on the sewing table behind them. Certainly not a formal photo. Do you think that's how they want it to look?
That particular photo, I love that photo.
And which year is it from, by the way?
I think that's 54.
Okay.
Joe did a lot of work for the Nashville Tennessean. It was called the Nashville Tennessean at the time. It still exists as the Tennessean, but he would get hired to do a story. So there was some story. I don't know if I'll ever know the story there. I'm sure it has something to do with that chicken. And if you look at the baby, who looks, I don't know, make 1.5 or 2 years old, a toddler, she's got scratches all down.
Scratches all over the legs.
Legs, yeah. And I don't know if that was briars. I'm not sure what it was or if the chicken had something to do with that, like the chicken attacked him. I'm not really sure what it was, but, you know, I think obviously those people were very poor. You can tell from their house and their dress. But I think one of the things that I love about that photograph is I think despite their situation, for one, I think it's a wonderful portrait of this family. But to me, there's like this sense of dignity and humanity. I feel like it's not fetishizing their situation.
Hmm.
You know, that's part of the critique I have with a lot of the photography we have and a lot of the photography that has been celebrated about the South, in particular, the rural communities.
Well, what's so lovely to me about it is it's very naturalistic. Like, clearly no one combed their hair beforehand. The way that the husband, he's in his overalls, he's got his arm on the wife, they're kind of crowded together, and, you know, they've got a chicken, for gosh sakes.
There's a humor to it.
Yeah.
That's another thing about a lot of these photographs. They're, I think you can, without ever having met Joe, you can tell he had a raw sense of humor. And not in a way that's trying to make like poke fun at people, but just almost as like this love of humanity in a way, like just this kind of interest in people and kind of seeing the lighthearted side to everything in a way. And that comes across in a lot of his photography.
Well, there's another photograph here that looks similar kind of backdrop, but the couple looks much more like they're sitting for a photograph. Another gentleman, an elderly, he's a black man, he's wearing faded overalls, but he's sitting in this kind of proper pose, back straight, and the woman who's next to him, presumably his wife, wearing a beautiful hat with slightly wilted feathers, but, you know, she's looks like she's dressed up in her best. And hands folded in front of her. What is it about this photograph that you loved?
Yeah, that is another one of my favorite photographs. It's a very intimate portrait of these two people, I presume, husband and wife. I love just them as characters. I mean, you know, the man with his overalls on, this amazing sort of mustache. He's got this sort of almost like boiler hat on. His hands are sitting on his knees just so. They're kind of, his fingers are straight, pointing towards the end of his knees. He's leaning back almost in this sort of reluctant glance, almost skepticism, or some sort of like just pride. And then contrasting that with the woman's gaze, which is just, you just want to give her a hug.
She's beaming. She's warm. She's lovely.
She's giddy. And I think the contrast of that to me is like just delicious.
Well, I'm wondering for you, Joseph, the photos in the book don't have captions, so there must have been a decision there. What is the message there? Do you want to let people just, what, take away their own impressions of these photos?
For the book, you know, we really just wanted to focus on these images and these photographs. These photographs are pretty remarkable. It tells its own story. You know, for me, getting into this project, it never really was about history. Even though I'm interested in history of the community and where I'm from, I've always looked at these photographs as works of art in a way. Now I know that wasn't Joe's intention per se. I mean, he was doing a service, and I think he was which is part of an, I think that's can be argued is art in itself, but it's asking for more study than I can really give to it. It deserves more attention, I think, just the quality and the style of the photographs themselves. And so that was always kind of my interest in this project.
You have the intention, and you see in these photographs dignity and humanness. Somebody in contemporary America might pick it up and think, oh, those poor, you know, Southerners, they look, you know, this is a picture I've seen before. What would you say to that?
If you look close at the images, and I've spent a lot of time with these, and granted, I'm trying to be as objective as I can here, but, you know, this is not just a story of the community, but this is a story of a man and his relationship to that community. And it's a collaboration with this community. If these people didn't want their photos taken, they wouldn't have called them up, or if there wasn't, you know, if there was a story being done on them, I think they would have objected. That was a concern of mine, you know, like how would people react to me doing this? My intent is never to kind of take advantage of anyone, or if someone had said something, I don't want that photograph, I wouldn't have used it. But again, if you look at the photographs, I think it says a lot about Joe. He was these people. He was of this community. It wasn't an outsider coming in and taking a photo and leaving. He spent time with them. He was very well respected in the community, very well loved, and he loved everyone. And I think if you take time and look at these photographs, you will see that in these. Even the ones that, on first glance, are not as cast in a very good light.
Joseph Shipp, he's curator, archivist, and designer. Together with The Bitter Southerner, he turned thousands of photos that his grandfather took into a book called A Community in Black and White, a most unusual photo album of one Southern community.
Stay with us. There's more on Second Thought coming up after a short break.